Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is the day, absolutely, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us. This is Pastor Stevenson, and welcome to Wednesday, the middle of the week. Thank God for bringing us this far safely. I am grateful to God for all that he continues to do in your life and the doors that he continues to open in your life and the things and the ways he continues to make for you. Amen, amen. I want to, First Lady and I want to thank you so much for all of your love on yesterday for our anniversary. We are in California celebrating 25 years of marriage. This is our 25th wedding anniversary. Yesterday, May 1st, the 25th year that we have been married. And I tell you, we had a great time just sitting around and talking and just spending time together and not worrying about phones and messages and anything else that had to be done. And I'm just so very, very grateful to God for this time that she and I get to spend just by ourselves and remembering, reminiscing, talking about the things in our past and how we came together and laughing together. It was just phenomenal. We were at lunch. We went to lunch here, and there was a couple, an older couple, much older than us, sitting across from us, and a lady came over after they finished. It just said, just excuse me, I'm so sorry, I was eavesdropping, and I want to wish y'all a happy anniversary. It's your 25th year. I mean, she didn't hear everything we said, and it was just a reminder that you never know the people who are watching you and who are listening to you and who are getting life from you and who are following God really based on what you have said to them and the direction that you give them. And so as much as you may want to quit, you may want to just stop doing the things that you're doing and the things that are right, just know that there's somebody who's getting life from you. They're getting life from watching you. They're getting life from experiencing you. And it's not easy, but it certainly is worth it. And so I just want to thank all of you for your well wishes and your love as we celebrate this 25th wedding anniversary together. It's just been a great, great time. So I want to say thank you. I want to just share with you something that the Lord spoke to me concerning you and myself. When we got here to California, we were waiting for our bags, and you know, they come on the conveyor belt and they come up, and something happened and the bags were tremendously delayed. So the whole plane, we're all standing around and waiting for our bags, and the machine is not running. And so I'm standing next to where the bags would just come out. So I'm standing there, and I figure I'm just going to be right here, and when my bags come, I'm going to see them quickly, and I'll be able to grab them and get on out of here and get moving. And so we're waiting, and the conveyor belt on my side did not start. It started on the complete opposite side. The complete opposite side. And so I'm standing there saying, oh my goodness, I've stood here waiting for this bag, and now the conveyor belt has opened on the complete opposite side. And so I said, well, I guess I better go over there. And as I began to move over there, the conveyor belt on my side began to move. As it moved, one of the bags started coming out, and there was my bag. I grabbed it, and I put it to the side, and I'm waiting for my second bag. And just as my second bag was coming up and I could see it and it was just about to drop, the conveyor belt stopped. And there my bag was, sitting right there, the next bag ready to fall, and it stopped. And y'all know, everybody who knows me knows, I was tempted to climb up on that conveyor and grab my bag so that I could go. As I sat there, and I said, you see, Lord, I don't get it. I stood here, and this is where you're supposed to stand, and it didn't come. It came all the way on the other end. And then when it finally did come on this end where I am standing, now it's going to stop and be right there. Wait, and I can't even get to it. I can see it, but I can't get to it. And I want to step over there and just grab it. And as I begin to look at it, and I'm like trying to contemplate how quickly I could do it before security came over, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, so many people are this close. They're this close to what I said I'm going to give them and the things I'm going to drop in their lap. They're this close to it, but because of impatience, they're about to jeopardize everything. I bet I'm talking to somebody right now. They're about to jeopardize everything just to get something that they've already been waiting for. And the Lord said to me, he said, if you were to step on this conveyor and it started, then you would get hurt. The bag would come down, but you would have ruined your entire vacation. And they would have had to shut down the entire conveyor because they wouldn't want you to get further damage. Now all these people would have to wait even longer. And the Lord says, you've waited this long. Don't get impatient when you see the thing about to happen. That's where you mess up. And I'm talking to somebody right now. Right now. Don't get impatient. You have done the things you know to do. You have stood where you knew to stand. You have offered the things that you've known to offer. You have spoken the things you knew to speak, and there it is standing right in front of you, and it's not happening, but you can see it, and you're ready to take matters into your own hand. And I'm telling you, through the grace of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit, do not put your hands to fix something that God is in control of. Do not fix your hand. Put your hand to fix something that God is in control of. Let the Lord do what the Lord is doing. If you step out there to fix it, you're going to make a bigger mess of it. Leave it alone and let God finish what God has started. I don't know who that word is for, but you better receive it. You're praying for someone and they're right there on the edge and you want to just do something to make them tip over, leave it alone. Let God do it. You're right there on the edge of getting debt free and you about to, I'm just going to buy this one bag. I'll just buy this one game. I'll just get this one whatever. Leave it alone. And let God finish doing what he's been doing. You're ready now to step into the calling of your life. And things are not going exactly the way you think they ought to. And you're ready to step in and fix it. Leave it alone. And let God finish doing what God is already doing. Take that word. Take it. Do not forfeit everything that God has already done because you've gotten impatient and you've gotten ahead of God and you jumped into something and then you got hurt and it started the clock all over again. Your breakthrough is right in front of you. It's coming. It's happening. Do not interfere with what God is saying. I don't care how reckless they talk. I don't care what they say out of their mouth. I don't care that their attitude is getting worse better, rather than better. You stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let God do what God has already started doing. Take your hands off of it and leave it to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. Grateful to you for your wisdom, your grace, your love, your kindness. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. You have kept us down through the years, even when we wanted to mess up and we could not keep ourselves in line. You covered us. You protected us. You kept us. You kept us from falling. You kept us from going down the wrong road. God, we just want to thank you for keeping us. You are keeping God. You're a wonder-working God. Even when we walk down roads trying to get your hands off of us so that we can go about doing what we wanted to do, you stepped in and you protected us from our own selves. You protected us from our own folly, from our own silliness. You protected us, God, from all of our own thoughts that would have ruined what we were doing and what you were doing through us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for forgiveness of sin. Thank you, God, that you are faithful and just. Your word says that if we will confess our sins to you, then you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we want to say thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the keeping power that you have bestowed upon us. We love you with an everlasting love, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us the patience to take our hands off of that which you are working on. Give us the patience to take our hands off of the doors that you're already working on. Take our hands off of the blessings that you've already started working in our lives. And God, even though things might not be moving as fast as we want them to, we want to thank you because we know you're working on something. We don't know what you're doing, but we know you're doing something. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you that you've not forgotten us. Thank you that you've not forsaken us. Thank you that you've not walked away from us. Thank you, God, because when we felt like quitting and giving up, you were there for us. And so, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that we will not get ahead of you, that we will not push you out of the way and make the mistake of stepping into an area that you have already predestined to work on. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us to take our hands off of that which you are already working on and believe you to work miracles for us. Believe you to build confidence in us. Believe you to lift us and direct us and grow us so that we can become who you have called us to be. And we thank you. We praise you and we glorify you. We magnify you and we lift up your name, knowing that you're about to turn on the conveyor belt and that miracle that we've been seeing and we've been believing you for, it's about to fall in our lap. I pray a release of money off of your people. There's people who have money hanging over their head. I thank you for I see it now. And I pray in Jesus' name that you release it. God, release it in their lap. Release it, God. Let them be faithful to your kingdom, to your work, as you bless them financially. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you because you're worthy and you're good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Tonight, you make sure you're in Recharge. I want you there. I want you there. God's going to bless you. He's going to meet you there with a word, and he's going to have some time to minister to you. I want you to be there, all right? Love you with the love of the Lord. Bye.